Inflation ticks up very slightly.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Got some more economic data this morning. And that Financial Consumer Protection Agency being tossed around? Well, it may be tossed aside. All that coming up. Trading's underway for American financial markets. So we're going to ask that question, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P off about 0.4%. The NASDAQ 0.25% lower. And the Dow off about 40 points at 10,671. Change there. European markets slightly lower, under 1%. London's FTSE now flat, and Asian shares closed mostly mixed today. We heard from the Labor Department this morning that consumer prices rose just 0.1%. Even excluding food and energy, prices rose just modestly. Conrad De Quadros is an economist at RDQ Economics in New York. Conrad, good morning.
Good morning.
So we see this slight uptick. Is this something consumers should be worried about?
Well, I think if we look at a broader view, look at the year as a whole rather than the most recent month, CPI inflation was up 2.7%. This compares to just 0.1 in 2008. So there is a sign here that inflation is picking up.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between core rate and the regular rate and all that. I mean, core, of course, excludes food and energy prices, correct?
That's correct.
And so, aren't consumers really hit with those things the most?
Well, they are. I mean, I think that that we should be looking at broader measures of inflation, like the overall inflation index. I think it doesn't really make sense to me to just arbitrarily exclude food and energy. So that's why we pay more attention to the headline index.
All right. And does the Fed not have anything to worry about, you think, about inflation going forward? You say that perhaps there is something, going forward.
Well, I don't think the Fed will be worried. I think the Fed looks at an unemployment rate that's very elevated and believes that inflation will remain benign. But I think that there is clear evidence here that inflation is picking up, and we do have the Fed that has very low interest rates, and our feeling is that inflation could become a problem down the road.
And we also got this report from the Fed on industrial production today. It looks like there was a small dip in manufacturing last month. Isn't this one of the areas we thought would help revive the economy?
Well, the manufacturing data in the Fed's report was actually weaker, but bear in mind that some of the other manufacturing data have been significantly stronger, including the report from the New York Fed today, which showed a significant pickup in manufacturing activity in January. So a little bit of a mixed reading, but most of the manufacturing data are still suggesting significant strength in that area.
All right, Conrad De Quadros, we do appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
J.P. Morgan Chase reported fourth quarter profits topped $3.3 billion, strong results from its investment bank unit. Those earnings are better than expected, but revenues fell short of expectations. Intel late yesterday posted its biggest quarterly revenue in more than a year, said there was a strong rebound in the personal computer market. There's been a lot of talk about getting some financial regulatory reforms through Congress, and one of the components of President Obama's plan is this new Financial Consumer Protection Agency. But now that may be a long shot. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is with us live in our studio here in Los Angeles with the latest. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
So why the sudden change in direction?
Well, it all centers around Senate Banking Committee Chair Christopher Dodd, the Connecticut Democrat. He recently announced that he won't be seeking re-election next November, but that doesn't change the pressure he and other Democrats are feeling to pass some kind of financial reform bill before those elections in order to ease voter backlash. The problem is to do that, it looks like Dodd will have to drop the idea of creating a new consumer protection agency, which is essentially the cornerstone of Obama's proposed financial reforms. And the word today that Dodd is willing to do just that as a way to compromise with Republicans isn't playing out well with consumer advocates. Here's Heather Booth with Americans for Financial Reform.
Without a serious consumer financial protection focus, that would not be real reform. And we think that the politicians understand that this is what Main Street wants, and then it's just a question of are they responding to Main Street, or are they responding to Wall Street?
All right. So then, Sam, what's the alternative here?
Well, it looks like the idea of beefing up consumer protections is still on the table, but instead of a standalone agency, those powers may be rolled into an existing department. And that's exactly what the banking industry has been calling for. Here's Scott Talbot, the head lobbyist with the Financial Services Roundtable.
If you underregulate, you can see we saw what happened. But if you overregulate, you could stifle creativity, innovation, and the free flow of capital, and that won't benefit consumers, banks, or the economy.
The bottom line here, though, is that this move would represent a major political concession in Obama's financial reform efforts.
All right. Marketplace's Sam Eaton here in the studio. Sam, thanks.
Thanks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Those fees President Obama's proposing for banks could hit big British banks. Three of them are facing $11 billion in fees just between them. And other European banks with a presence on Wall Street will be hit as well. Some analysts say European governments may follow the president's example and maybe impose their own bank taxes. From London, our European correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
A popular tax is always a godsend for governments, and especially now on this side of the Atlantic. Obama's bank levy has been a boon to European administrations contemplating something similar. And it's strengthened the hand of those like the British and the French that have already started taxing bankers more heavily. When the UK introduced a 50% tax on bank bonuses, there were dire warnings of a banker exodus from Britain. But, says Professor Stefano Harney of Queen Mary University Business School, that threat now looks less credible.
Obviously, they can't go to the United States. They probably can't go to most of Europe with the possible exception of Switzerland. So I think the question now is, you want to leave? Well, where is it you're planning to go?
He doesn't believe many major Western banks would want to relocate their headquarters to Dubai, Mumbai or Shanghai because taxpayers there wouldn't bail them out come the next crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, this late-night ambiguity is getting out of hand. For Conan O'Brien, there's a lot at stake if NBC gives The Tonight Show back to Jay Leno. What else can Conan do? Sell the show on Craigslist.
For sale, barely used, late-night talk show. Make me an offer. This is really out there.
It's still out there this morning. The ad also says guaranteed to last 7 months, and buyer must honor Barry Manilow booking next Thursday. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.